It's alive, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer on this Friday evening, the 10th of October. I've actually missed you guys. I haven't been here since Monday. One hell of a sore throat coupled with laryngitis, which I don't recommend for anybody. And here I am sitting smoking a cigar, and I haven't had a cigar in a week, so I figure now that I've recovered, I can get back on track. Actually, folks, I had a very sore throat this week, and coupled with laryngitis. And I'm pleased to say that despite the agony, the only over-the-counter medication that I dealt with during that entire time frame was aspirin, bare aspirin. I did not go to the doctor. I did not run out and get a prescription. I drank ginger tea. I drank garlic tea. I drank cayenne pepper tea. Used colloidal silver. Combination of these items over the last couple days. Actually, I was probably feeling well enough to do the program last night, but you don't want to force yourself, especially when you do, when your voice is strained. And, you know, I do an awful lot of talking other than just on the radio. Spend a lot of time on the phone. So every once in a while, it doesn't hurt to let your voice rest. But it's interesting that just in several days, all of the things that can pile up, all of the things you can hear about and want to comment on. I mean, we could go on and on. In any case, I want to thank Mark Glenn for sitting in the other night with Phil Turney, incidentally. And if you're not familiar with their broadcasts over RBN, I do strongly suggest you tune in the Liberty Hour, which appears here on RBN on Saturdays. I think I've heard every single one of the broadcasts. Not live, I listen on the archives. Just like a lot of you people do, a lot of you listeners, you don't listen live, you listen on the archives. And that's one of the great things about the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, you go to so many of these websites and you have to buy everything. You have to pay a dollar here or $3 there or $2 here or there. But at RBN, you can listen to all the programming, and there's lots of good programming on this network. You can listen to it live, or you can listen to it in the archives, and it's absolutely free. That's all the more reason, folks, why you should support RBN. When I say support RBN, I mean support it in your prayers, but also support it financially. Because, you know, it does take money to keep republicbroadcasting.org on the air, on the internet, getting the news and information out there that you need to hear. So I hope you will do that. You know, you're not going to get much better anywhere else, folks. There's a lot of variety on this network. A lot of the hosts don't always agree on a lot of things, and I want to talk a little bit about that when we come back from the break. But, you know, the fact is that this is the one network, the one alternative network out there that covers all the issues. Maybe not to the extent that you would like the issues covered. Maybe not to the degree that you would like the issues covered. Maybe not even necessarily with the tone that you would like all the issues covered. But, you know, as I say, you're not going to get much better than RBN. In fact, no, let me amend that. You're not going to get any better than RBN. So that having been said, I'm going to welcome myself back and apologize to those of you who missed me for whatever reason, that you do miss me when I'm not here live. So in any case, stay tuned. A lot of little items to talk about here, folks. So here we go. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back in many ways. It is good to be back. What can I tell you? Well, just by coincidence, folks, I happened to stop down at the American Free Press office today here on Capitol Hill in Washington, and just by coincidence, I happened to come across the very first issue ever of American Free Press, not to be confused with the Spotlight. Of course, for many years, those of us who have worked and written for American Free Press worked for the Spotlight until it was run out of business by Mark Weber and his handler, Andrew E. Allen, a well-heeled San Francisco socialite with ties to the CIA and the operations of the Mossad in Afghanistan and Burma. But of course, on August 20th, 2001, we issued the first ever issue of American Free Press, Volume 1, Number 1. And you know what the lead story, ladies and gentlemen, was? It was Heroes Vindicated. Establishment finally admits truth about USS Liberty. And it was a story indicating that the truth on the USS Liberty was indeed finally coming out. Heroes Vindicated. American Free Press and the Spotlight before it have always considered the men of the Liberty heroes, not just heroes for being survivors of a genuine Holocaust, But for more recently, really for the last 20 years or so, trying to bring out the truth about what happened on June 8, 1967, Israel's deliberate and unprovoked attack on the Liberty. It's not an issue of anti-Semitism or pro-Semitism or pro-Israel or anti-Israel. It's just a damned fact. I can't even begin to describe it. You need to hear Phil Turney describe it. You need to hear some of the other survivors of the Liberty. They're lucky to be survivors once you've heard about what happened during that attack. I mean, I could get very emotional talking about it, and I'm not even a survivor, okay? But in any case, the fact is, it's a very real issue. That is why, folks, and I hate to bring this up, and I'm going to be very gentle about it, but I have to bring it up. I feel compelled to bring it up. That's why I was surprised to hear that a host on this network, and I'm not going to name that host because it doesn't really matter, but a host in this network recently made some remarks about the Liberty and the incident and the people who are concerned with the incident that kind of upset a lot of the listeners. And I heard about it from some emails and phone calls from people. And of course, I'd been sick the last couple days, so I wasn't paying too much attention to anything except getting some rest and trying to get my voice back. And I tuned into some of these couple of the broadcasts where the offensive commentary appeared. And, you know, as I say, I disagree with some of those assessments, and that's what makes RBN a very open forum, because, you know, there is this room for disagreement but on a lot of issues. But I do have to say this much. I don't want to be a Pollyanna here, and I don't want to pretend that I'm not taking a position, because I am taking a position. I don't think there's any way that Israel can be excused for the attack on the Liberty. I don't think there is any excuse for Israel's attack on the Liberty. And even if the Liberty was spying on Israel, that was not a provocation for the Israelis to attack the Liberty. I tend to think that, you know, some people are concerned that there's disinformation coming out on RBN. I don't think it's disinformation. I think it's misinformation. I think that the person responsible for those statements has not really gotten the necessary education on the issues. And believe me, I encounter this all the time. There are people who write for American Free Press, contributors and otherwise, who sometimes present information with which I disagree or have a difference in tone. Sometimes, though, the disagreement is of a factual nature, a very different interpretation of the facts, to the point that I would say that the other person's interpretations of the facts are just plain out wrong. And so I would have to say here, folks, that as I say, there is a room for people to learn. There is room for people to learn. I recall a year or so ago hearing another broadcaster on this network say that the one thing he didn't like about American Free Press was that American Free Press blamed all the Jews for everything. And that he said, oh, no, I don't blame all the Jews. I only blame the Zionists, but unlike American Free Press. Well, I kind of thought that was kind of funny that this host made this false accusation about American Free Press, because, frankly, I've often felt that maybe American Free Press is a little too soft on the Jews. So again, you know, there is room for disagreement. But again, we also have to stick to the facts, and the facts demonstrate that Israel did not warn the Liberty. Israel did not warn the United States there was going to be an attack on the Liberty. And the people who are defending Israel and its role in the USS Liberty affair are either deliberate liars, or they are people who have not been properly educated. So I would just have to say that when you hear a host on this network or on any other network saying something untoward about the men of the Liberty and their their charges against the state of Israel that you need to call them on the carpet. You need to say to them, listen, you got to get Phil Turney on the air. Let Phil Turney talk, or Rick Ametti, or some of these other great guys. Let them tell their own story in person, and I guarantee you that the average good, open-minded American who hears what they have to say cannot disagree with them, because they are right. They are right. Well, that having been said, I'm not going to belabor the point. Well, on to a couple other little interesting details. I learned today, or actually I learned in the New York Times magazine on Sunday, that Edgar Bronfman of the Bronfman crime family, whose fortune helped spawn the political career of John McCain, and who actually had donated to John McCain, is now backing Barack Obama because he doesn't like Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin is apparently too Christian for Edgar Bronfman, who's actually married a couple shiksas. That's what they call non-Jewish women. That's what Jews call non-Jewish women, shiksas. Maybe I shouldn't say he's married a couple shiksas. He's been married three times, and I'm pretty sure at least two of the wives weren't Jewish. But in any case, this is one shiksa that Edgar Bronfman says he does not like. So therefore, he's backing, or he implies that he's backing, Barack Obama. Well, a lot of people are going to say, ah, that proves that the Jews are backing Barack Obama. No, it's not that simple. Not that simple. There's a real, you know, within these ruling elites, they always have their give and take. They always have their disagreements. So don't jump to any conclusions either way. But I still find it amusing that there are so many people out there who are just really hoping that Sarah Palin is some sort of secret patriot bomb. Maybe I should say bombshell, as in brunette bombshell, as opposed to blonde bombshell. There's people who are hoping that Sarah Palin's some secret weapon of the patriots who somehow infiltrated the Republican campaign. I saw one gentleman say, hopefully in the back of her mind, she's thinking, oh, what a bunch of crap that's coming out of William Kristol and Henry Kissinger and that whole criminal elite who are advising the McCain campaign. No. Sarah knows where her bread is buttered. And very interesting article in the Washington Post today describing how she hired a big-shot public relations firm out of the East Coast to start promoting her this past spring. I don't think that was an accident, folks. I think she knew exactly what she was doing. She was aiming for the spot where she is today, and it probably has something to do with the fact that she had some very good advice coming from some very powerful people. Well, in the anti-Semitism corner, we seldom go into the anti-Semitism corner, but, you know, we need to fight anti-Semitism. And it's happened in Baltimore. At a Baltimore synagogue, always thought that was interesting, that the beginning of synagogue is the word sin, or the phrase sin. Somebody painted swastikas. Let's say they always call them swastikas. Swastikas, and the word Nazis, and the letters WK. I suppose that must mean white knights or something like that. Well, guess what? Three Jews got arrested for that crime, ladies and gentlemen. But guess what? Even further, the police say that was not a hate-related crime. Well, then what the hell was it? What were these Jews doing painting swastikas and the word Nazi and the phrase WK on a synagogue? Is that a false flag, ladies and gentlemen? Swastikas. Can you say that? Swastikas.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. How could I be so delinquent as to not refer to my good friend apple cider vinegar? Have you ever gargled with apple cider vinegar? Well, I tell you what, if you have a sore throat, it really works. They say you're supposed to put a little warm water with it. That's for sissies. Just drink it straight. Very, very good. It works too, folks. You know, before the break, I was talking about the pronunciation of the word Schwarzstika. You know, another word you must pronounce in a particular way is the name of Auschwitz. Now, I say it Auschwitz, but the proper pronunciation of it is, and I forgive me if I don't get this right, the proper pronunciation of Auschwitz is Auschwitz. Ever heard Simon Wiesenthal, who's now a rotting corpse somewhere, but Elie Wiesel, have you ever heard it? Auschwitz. And you have to cry when you say it. Even if they're crocodile tears, you've got to cry when you say it. Auschwitz. Well, this week, folks, in American Free Press, I wrote a little commentary. It's not a news story. It's a commentary. You've heard bits and pieces of it in one form or another here. But I tell you what, it was inspired by Daryl Bradford Smith, and I do recommend that you check out his website at IamTheWitness.com for some real solid information about the financial crisis. And you'll see what part of it came from Daryl. I'm going to read it to you. Forgive me for reading it, but I want to read it out loud since my voice is actually working. And, well, you got to listen to me because this is my show and I'm broadcasting. Here goes. says, for the last 7 years, we have been told that the greatest threat to America and its people came from abroad. We now learn the truth. The greatest threat to America comes from within, from those said to be the best and the brightest, some of the best educated, most talented, highest paid people on the face of the planet, the big money boys of Wall Street. While viewing Manhattan from their $25 million penthouses, weekending on Long Island at the exclusive Hamptons, and spending time at their vacation homes in Israel, these racketeers have been pillaging the American people, and now they come asking for the cash-strapped, debt-burdened taxpayers to bail them out. Some say this is their birthright, their privilege, that the Wall Street gangsters are the apple of God's eye. Why else would they be blessed with such success? Or so say those such as Pat Robertson, John the Toad Hagee, Tim LaHaye, and others who worship at their altar. The Lehman Brothers were hailed as financial geniuses, princes of the earth. Maurice Greenberg of AIG was crowned as a high priest of money. It turns out that they were nothing less than big-time crooks, highly paid henchmen of the International House of Rothschild. Their crimes are greater than fraud and theft. Their crimes constitute treason, and they should be treated as the traitors they are. Most of these Wall Street thugs have been major financiers behind special interest groups that have been promoting American intervention in wars and would-be wars that are not in America's best interests. Wars that have made many enemies of America among peoples abroad who admire America and our way of life and who want nothing more than to be our friends. These Wall Street money kings, these modern-day Pharisees, demand that American boys and girls march off to fight and die in wars that advance an age-old agenda spawned in ancient Babylon and thoroughly un-American, a dream of global imperium. They are fear-mongers, war-mongers, hate-mongers, demagogues of the first and worst order. They tell us that unless we pay them off, our economy will collapse. In truth, they will take the money and run. They will cash in U.S. dollars for gold and Swiss francs and head for them thar hills, the seven hills of Jerusalem. And the American economy we'll then go into a tailspin, and we will see spiraling inflation that will make Weimar Germany look like paradise. Famed writer Max Diamond said that these people have historically survived the collapse of multiple civilizations and cultures, and that in the end they will emerge as the rulers of our planet. We beg to differ. I thought that was pretty good myself, and, you know, considering the fact that I'm usually much more verbose, much more prolix, much more redundant. I thought it came out pretty well for only about 500 or 600 words. Well, as I say, it's amazing that I was able to get through that, considering the sore throat I've had for the past week, but I did. Another funny little thing, there's a movie out called An American Carol. It's being hailed as a conservative movie by some Irishman named Zucker, David Zucker. They say it's patriotic and pro-military, touting conservative ideals. Well, yes, it's another film from a Hollywood Jew who is one of these guys who suddenly became quote-unquote conservative after 9/11. Actually, this film, American Carol, now I haven't seen it, but it's another let's get them Islamo-fascists films. Well, folks, I know a lot of you out there want to fight fascism. Well, let's fight fascism, but let's fight fascism where it really lies, because we're not here to fight Islamo-fascism. There is no such thing. There is such a thing, however, as Jewish fascism, Judeo-fascism, whatever you want to call it. Has nothing to do with Christianity. It has nothing to do with Judeo-Christianity, because there's no such thing. But we do have Jewish fascism in our world today. It's very real, and I say it's time to fight it, because, you know, President Bush said you got to strike out at your enemies before they get you, and I'm saying here now we're going to have to start fighting now for survival, because they do want to destroy it. They do want to destroy the world. The Jewish fascists. The students of the Talmud.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? The world economic collapse could come any day. Question, are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question, do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're going to go to the phones in a minute here. Just want to say, again, the necessity for the fight against Jewish fascism. And what's great about this fight against Jewish fascism is that many of the real leaders who are going to emerge in the fight against Jewish fascism are people who are themselves Jewish. I've heard many callers to this network identify themselves as being Jewish, and when I say Jewish, I mean Jewish in the terms of what the general public refers to as Jewish. People who were born in what the general public refers to as a Jewish faith, and yet they are outspoken critics of Zionism. They are outspoken critics of the intrigues of groups such as the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and the Simon Wiesenthal Center, the American Jewish Congress, the American Jewish Committee, all these Jewish fascist organizations. I don't like to use that term fascist in that sense, because if you look at the history of Italian fascism, which is totally different from German National Socialism, you will find that there are many, many admirable things to be said about Italian fascism. But in terms of adopting a term which is of popular usage, particularly among patriots, I guess what we must now do is inculcate patriots in the usage of the term fascist with its proper prefix, Jewish fascism, because we're not fighting German fascism in America, because there is no German fascism in America, despite what Jim Mars has written in his silly book. No, the fight is against Jewish fascism, ladies and gentlemen. Jewish fascism. All right, let's go to the phones. We have Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, how are you?
So I'm so happy you're back, Michael.
Well, I am too. Thanks, Dave.
Hey, you know what I like about you, Michael, and what I admire so much about you? I couldn't quite put my finger on it for a while, but this is it, you know? You know, most people, they don't become suspicious until they smell something that's not kosher. But you, Michael, you're a very wise man because you don't become suspicious until you do smell something kosher.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Yeah. And that's what makes like guys like you and Mark different, you know? You know, if it's not kosher, I don't worry about it. It's when it gets kosher. That's when I start to sweat.
Well, you know, I tell you what it is, Dave, without tooting my own horn or patting myself in the back or whatever you want to call it. You know what it may be. I'm kind of taking off from what you said. If what you said is correct, it probably just comes from the fact that for the last 28 years, I have been steeped in study. I've had the privilege and the opportunity to be able to combine my political interests with my day-to-day work. You know, most people who are out there, most of the people listening to this program, they have, and I'm, of course, I'm not married either, so I don't have a family to have to worry about. But most of the people out there are working jobs, you know, they're railroad engineers, they're truck drivers, they're cab drivers like you were, Dave. You know, they are janitors, they're druggists, they're, you know, engineers, you know, people involved in day-to-day work that doesn't involve them politically, but on the side, they have some leisure time to study and to learn. Whereas it's been a constant thing in my existence for more than 28 years. So I've had the luxury of having had the time to do a lot of reading. I've met a lot of people in a lot of places, a lot of very interesting people from all walks of life who have been involved politically. So I've had that opportunity to kind of be like a sponge, you know, yeah. And I've gotten paid to do it. Not the best salary in the world, but I've managed to get by. So it's just kind of I've been privileged in a way that a lot of people haven't been. But I thank you for the compliment. I'm saying that I don't think it's any particular wisdom on my part. It's just a particular and very peculiar advantage that I've had.
Yes, Michael, yeah, and I studied all my life out in the cab, night after night, for years and years, just always with books, and I find that the people that are the most studied, the most learned and everything, come to the conclusions that me and you have come to.
Well, you know, that's funny, because, you know, it just clicked in my mind, you had mentioned you'd been a cab driver. That's why I was really pissed off at Christopher Boleyn for criticizing Victor Thorne, or Scott McCoofka, as he likes to point out Victor's real name is, saying, who is this cab driver? What makes him an authority on anything? Well, I'm here to tell you some of the smartest people I have known have been cab drivers. So that having been said, I just will leave it at that.
Yeah, I don't think there's a better job, Michael, for observing society, observing humanity, to observing, studying the human critter.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
People say things to you that they'd never say to anybody else because they just figure, you know, you're dropping them off at the airport, you're never going to see them again. It's amazing what people will. I never brought this up, but I had a man tell me back in the 70s, Michael, that the Twin Towers were built to be destroyed. Honest to God.
That's very interesting. Now, he either had some inside knowledge or some very real wisdom,
you know,
or a combination of both.
I could tell he was a very formidable man. He was an elderly man. I picked him up in one of those multi-million-dollar condominiums and everything, up on Park Avenue. And we could see this was back in the 70s, and we could see the Twin Towers, and he pointed down to them, and he said that they were built to be destroyed.
Interesting.
And
that's what I mean. You know, and I tell you something, as I say, I could go on talking about cab drivers that I've known and things I've learned from them and their observations. So like I say, I always find it interesting, and I don't do enough of it, But I always find on the air, but I always find it interesting to find out how people came to their understanding and their knowledge of things. And obviously, I can understand you to a certain extent because of the fact that you have been a cab driver and you have been exposed to so many differing points of view from so many different, you know, so many different people from all walks of life. And that gives you it's input into your computer that if you've got a reasonably decent computer, which you obviously do, and I'm talking about your brain, you can figure things out.
Yeah, you know what was interesting, Michael? This man said that and everything. And, of course, I didn't know what the heck was going on back in those days or anything. And I said to him, well, what do you mean, sir, in a nuclear holocaust? And, you know, he didn't respond. He just turned real taciturn, and he was quiet for the rest of the ride.
Well, that's revealing in and of itself.
Hey, Michael, do I have time to give you my latest assessment on...
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Dave. I took up your time. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Because I want to comment on what I'm calling, Hanky Panky Paulson and Hanky Panky Bernanke and all the Hanky Panky Bankies, okay? And this bailout, Michael, this is the way I perceive it. I think this is essentially what happened. Picture this now, that, you know, the loyal Americans in our system, in our justice system and in the FBI and so on, okay, they've arrested all these Wall Street gang banksters, okay? And they've arrested the gang banksters at the Federal Reserve. They've taken them into custody. They're all in jail. They've all been charged. And, of course, the charges, of course, were embezzlement, fraud, genocide, murder. The charges of treason, and of course, last but not least, of course, the treason of counterfeiting, you know, putting all those federal
exactly.
yeah, into circulation and palming them off as dollar bills and everything, all that counterfeit down through all these years. So anyways, their bail, Michael, the whole bunch of these criminals, the total of their bail comes to $750 billion. And anyway, so Michael, do you think the American people would post a bail?
You know, that's a really great analogy, Dave. Oh, I'm going to use that one. That's fantastic.
That's essentially what these people did, and these criminals are back out on the streets, such as Wall Street, walking the streets. They're more dangerous than ever. It would be nice if they'd just flee the country and maybe flee to Paraguay or something and everything, but I don't
think they're going to. Well, like I said, a variation of what I said the other night, I'd like to see a water main break and flood the floor of the stock exchange and then have somebody drop an electric toaster. Dave, listen, that's a great, I love that analogy. I got to move on, Dave. Thanks for
God
the
bless
call.
You, Michael.
All right, let's go to Canada with Byron.
Yeah.
Byron?
Hey, yeah, hey, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing, Byron?
Good. Hey, I think I knew who you were talking about. I got on a show last night, and right off the bat, he referred to Canada as the United States' 53rd state. And needless to say, we got off on the wrong foot right after that. But, hey, there's something I wanted to ask you a question. Have you heard or seen that article by, Jonathan Cook, and it's about, I'm going to kill his name, it's Shlomo Sand, S-H-L-O-M-O, Sand. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. Jonathan Cook, I believe, writes for The Nation.
He's an Israeli. He wrote a book. It's called When and How Was the Jewish People Invented? And he's Jewish.
Oh, wait. You know, I think I have that book. But go ahead, Byron. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be quick. It's doing quite well in Israel. And in France, they said they can't keep up with the printing, and it's going to be translated into English and Arabic. But he kind of figures once it gets to the United States that it's going to have a hard time getting out on the shelves because of the Jewish lobby. He's going to try to probably keep it out.
And let me ask you, Byron, is this one of those, and I say one of those books, I don't mean to say it in a degrading way, but is this one of those books that raises questions about the biblical origins of Israel?
Well, kind of.
From an archaeological and scientific standpoint?
I'd say you hit it right on.
Okay, there's actually several books out there like that, and they are freely and openly discussed in Israel.
Yep.
But here in the United States, they are a no-no.
But he goes on, he says, according to, well, you also know, too, they in Russia, they found, by the Caspian Sea, they found a Khazar kingdom.
Right, right. I did hear something about this. Okay.
Yeah, so the European Jew, they have absolutely, according to this guy, and like I said, he's Jewish, they have absolutely no ties whatsoever to the land of Palestine. Through that they had, you know, by saying that, well, they had been there and they had been expelled from that area. Because he said through his study and stuff, he has never found any books that ever said the Jews were actually expelled from that area by the Romans. He said you can't find one book on it that they were ever expelled. But he said, listen to this, and I'm going to read one paragraph, then I'll get off the phone.
Go ahead.
It said, it is not taught in Israeli schools, but most of the early Zionist leaders, including David Ben-Gurion, that's Israel's first prime minister, believed that the Palestinians were the descendants of the area's original Jews. They believed the Jews had later converted to Islam. So if this is true,
interesting.
The phony Jews are killing the real Jews over there.
Yes, exactly. That's fascinating.
Yeah. All right, I'll get off the phone.
All right, Byron, thanks. I got to keep an eye out for that book. Very good. Very interesting, Byron. All right, let's go to Wyoming with Dave. Dave, come on up.
Michael.
How are you tonight?
Hey, you're a breath of fresh air.
Well, I'm glad somebody thinks so.
Well, I'm glad to hear you on the radio. After you hear a bunch of other talk shows, and especially Jim Mars, and it seems like there's kind of more of that mindset flooding the radio waves anymore.
Too much of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm glad that you kind of set the record straight, and I get to listen to you once in a while. And
well, good.
I wanted to know if
I got those archives. You can listen anytime, anywhere, as long as you got a computer.
Oh, okay. Well, could I say something, Mike?
Go ahead.
I got a son-in-law. He was wanting to be an assistant pastor, and they got a new pastor in their church, and the question came up on the Holocaust, and he said he didn't buy into it. And they had a deacon's meeting the other night, and they threw him out.
God.
So I got to thinking about this. This has been bothering me a little bit. And I'll tell you what, you know, a lot of Christian churches used to pick on the Catholics about the Pope. But the Pope of modern evangelical churches is C.I. Schofield.
That's right. False
prophet came into the midst years ago and poisoned the whole theology of the Christian churches.
That's the word, poisoned.
And what has happened is, and Peter, he talked about it. You know, all the letters written by the disciples and Paul were to correct problems that come into the church. And he told them in Titus, he wrote, he said, avoid Jewish fables. And the modern Christian church is so full of Jewish fables.
Well, you know, Dave, forgive me for interrupting, but my God, I mean, can you imagine where we've come to today where at a Christian church, they would actually have a deacon's meeting to express concern about a young pastor talking about the Holocaust? What in the hell does the Holocaust have to do with the Holy Bible?
Well, the thing is, see, it's not church doctrine. They got
right,
thrown
exactly.
Out
however, and this is very important, and it fits right in with what you're saying, Dave, there have been many Jewish writers, not anti-Jewish writers, many Jewish writers saying in recent years that the Holocaust, quote-unquote, is being incorporated into the Jewish religion. So therefore, evidently, it is now being incorporated into what purports to be the, quote-unquote, Christian religion.
Well, the thing about the Christians is they feel exonerated and all, if they can feel somewhat, there's pain and suffering, too.
Exactly. And that's part of it, too, that a lot of Christians are roped into the whole Holocaust thing by, you know, they want to jump in and say, oh, well, Christians were slaughtered, too.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's part of a whole ugly game,
game. The reason why, I just want to say one thing. He said in Peter, the judgment must start first at the house of God. But why Christians got slaughtered, too, is because they become so perverted and so out of whack that God just allowed the enemies to rear up, destroy them, because is no longer Christianity.
Well, we have the false prophets leading us into a new Holocaust, a very real Holocaust that could take out much of the planet.
Right.
And those are the people, the disciples of the modern Pope, as you call him, Schofield, with his followers like Hagee the Toad, and who is no honest, good man of God in any regard.
Right.
And
you're
this
exactly
is this
right.
is what we're fighting against.
Right. Exactly right.
All right, well, Dave. Appreciate
thank you.
Your call.
Thank you
very
much.
All right. When we come back, folks, after this break, we're going back to Canada with Carl. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I collect lions. And among my lion collection is a very large stuffed lion. Not a real lion, a stuffed lion that looks very, very real, and it's about 5 feet long. It's very big and very real looking. And right now, the Hound of the Baskervilles is resting upon this lion. Two very fierce-looking animals. One is live, one is stuffed. Very interesting sight, I must tell you. The Hound of the Baskervilles kind of flipped its tail at me as I said something to it. Interesting. Kind of frightening in a way. Anyway, let's go to Carl in Canada. Carl, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I was just finished up reading your book about traffic in there.
a lot of parallels between your case and Traficant's case, huh?
Yeah, I noticed, you know, the same kind of skullduggery, trickery, you know, on part of the federal government, twisting and warping the truth, you know.
Your website, of course, for people who don't know about your website, is freecarl.com, and I do urge people to check that website out because that's a real horror story, what's been done to you, Carl.
Yeah, and as far as my case here in Canadian federal court, I guess it's not going anywhere, and they just don't want to lift a finger to help me, and if they help me out, then they'll have to admit that there's a problem with the American judicial system as well as the Canadian system, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, that's interesting, because even if the hands of the Canadian courts were completely clean, they're kind of between a rock and a hard place, because to kind of give you the rights and privileges that you're due would be, as you say, to acknowledge that the whole American system, the way, at least the way you've been treated by the American system, is totally corrupt. So it's and of course they like to drag things like this out too, because if there's no action, then the thing just sits there, and that's why you're sitting in a detention center for as long as you've been sitting there.
Yeah. I know this immigration center, I've been here, it's about a year and a half now. It's going on close to a year and a half I've been here. And
you know, Carl, forgive me for interrupting, but my God, I mean, I wonder what, I mean, you know, the Canadian taxpayers are paying for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess the American taxpayers, fools that we are, can be thankful that you're not on our pad, but you're obviously on the Canadian taxpayers' pad. That should be enough to piss off the Canadians to say, hey, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, and I know they're having elections coming up here next week here in Canada, and I don't know what's going to come of it, you know, if they're going to get rid of these phony conservatives, this prime minister here, or if he's going to come back in with a majority government, and it's going to be more like, you know, the U.S. once they're done. There's...
Carl, you might want to try to get in touch with one of these maverick politicians up there in Canada, maybe somebody in the Parti Québécois, you know, because those people are pretty independent, and they don't mind shaking a stick at the Jewish elite in Canada. In fact, the Jewish elite in Canada absolutely despise the Parti Québécois.
Yeah.
So you might try rattling the Canadian system from within, and maybe you might get some action there.
Yeah.
Frederick Tobin in London has some English politicians coming to his defense. You might be pleasantly surprised, Carl.
Yeah, I need some kind of help, because it's hard for me to contact everybody in here. I've had some of my people helping me with my case contact some of the politicians here. One of them was Justin Trudeau, who's the son of the ex-Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau. Mr. Fernandez knows Mr. Trudeau, knows the family somewhat, because Mr. Fernandez, one of the guys helping me with my case, is an actor, and Trudeau's other son is in the film producing business.
Oh, okay. Well, see, you never can tell. You never can tell.
I don't know what's going to come of it. You know?
Where something might come of it. All right, Carl, we got to wrap it up here. Good to hear from you. Good luck. Check out that website, folks. FreeCarl.com, just like it sounds. Thanks for listening in. Good to be back. God willing, we'll all be here Monday night. In the meantime, stay tuned for more good programming on this Republic Broadcasting Network.
Let me tell you what.